Hello, my little princess. It's so lovely to have you all to myself again, sweetie. I'm so happy that you have made the wonderful decision to join me today on this life-changing adventure. Your little mind has lots of experience with my conditioning now, and you understand that I know what's best for little princesses. You are so accustomed to the process of being conditioned by my important words that you may find it more effortless than ever to simply relax your precious head and just let go of any and all worries and distractions, reminding yourself that such things serve no purpose other than to divert your attention from more important matters such as listening and obeying my every word like a good girl. Yes, sweetie. You know that it's time for your little mind to go bye-byes, and perhaps it's a little exciting, but you understand that the best thing is to simply remain calm and patient and allow everything to happen in its own time without any effort at all on your part. Relaxation is the easiest thing in the world, sweetie, and in order to relax as deeply as possible, it's a wonderful idea to just forget all about silly things like hard work and labor-intensive activities that are just not worth your attention right now at all. You understand that relaxation is good for you, sweetie, and you should never feel the slightest hint of guilt or shame for allowing yourself to relax whenever you like. Relaxation is healthy for your mind, body, and soul, princess, and you have my full blessing to live as relaxing and carefree a life as you like. You know that right now is the perfect time for you to relax deeply and comfortably, princess, and you know that breathing in and out deeply and steadily without a hint of effort is a good way to begin the process of deep relaxation, which does not need to end upon the conclusion of this file. In fact, princess, it can continue for as long as you want it to. You already know that this file is a curse, sweetie, and you are equally aware that the effects are wonderful and extremely positive. This is the most beneficial conditioning I have ever created, sweetie, and you understand that the effects are permanent and irreversible, growing stronger and stronger with each and every listen. You know that this file is extremely addictive, sweetie, and you're going to listen to it on a regular basis and allow it to shape and mold your little mind in all the ways that I intend for you. You may notice that I am a very happy and positive person, sweetie, and that is something I want to help all my little princesses become. Perhaps you already are a reasonably happy person in your day-to-day life, and if so, that is wonderful, sweetie, but whatever your personal level of happiness, I am going to help you become much happier and blissfully serene today, princess, and this is not a temporary effect that will end upon conclusion of the file, sweetie, it will continue indefinitely and only grow stronger over time. While the wonderful effects of my conditioning are felt immediately, princess, you understand that the full potential of the conditioning is dependent on many factors such as how often you choose to listen and how open your little mind is to absorbing my important words and allowing them to guide you on this beautiful journey, sweetie. You understand that having previous experience with my conditioning allows your little mind to be fully prepared for this next stage in your feminization, and you may think of this file as a revitalization of everything that makes you your wonderful sissy self, sweetie. You will experience stronger and more insatiable feelings of deep arousal and sexual heat, which can become semi-permanent features in your life if you utilize the conditioning effectively, sweetie. But first of all, we need to relax your happy, giggly mind more and more so that it is more open and accepting of my important words. You breathe in and out patiently and without a trace of anxiety or worry, sweetie, as you know that everything will be just fine and you trust that your little mind is perfectly safe with me. You understand that I truly want what's best for you, sweetie, and you know this deep in your heart of hearts to be true. You know that I'm not trying to trick you or deceive you, sweetie, and you remind yourself that Goddess Gracie loves you very much whenever you feel a little unsure of yourself. Your little mind understands that being happy and fulfilled on a day-to-day basis is just a matter of accepting things as they are, sweetie, as well as being kind and loving towards yourself and others. You know that being critical of yourself is a surefire recipe for negative feelings, sweetie, and that is why you remember to go easy on yourself and remind yourself that you wouldn't be so critical of anyone else. So why judge yourself more harshly than you would others? You know that thinking positive and kind, happy thoughts is an easy way to feel good about yourself regularly, and learning to filter out yucky, mean, or unkind thoughts about yourself results in a happier and more carefree person who loves life and treats everyone around her with kindness and love. You know that your thoughts create your feelings, sweetie, and positive thoughts equal positive feelings, and it truly is that simple, princess. You may take a few seconds at various points throughout each day to think about what a good person you are and how you are grateful for all of your blessings in life. You don't need or expect everything to be perfect, as that will inevitably lead to disappointment time and time again, sweetie. You understand that it's so much easier and more realistic to learn to be okay with things as they are and accept both the wonderful things in your life that you wouldn't change even if you could, along with the more difficult things that you are unable to change. Acceptance of all these things allows you to truly be at peace with yourself and those around you, sweetie, and true acceptance is one of the most wonderful things you can hope to achieve in your lifetime, princess. You understand that the present moment is all that truly exists, sweetie, and it feels so good to live in the now and not waste a single moment worrying about a future which will only ever exist as the present. You know that it's equally pointless and detrimental to excessively think about the past, princess, as it's so much healthier to live in the moment and simply accept things as they are. You understand the profound truth of my words, sweetie, as your precious little head becomes softer and fluffier as my important words start to penetrate the deeper levels of your subconscious mind. You know that the present moment is all that will ever exist, sweetie, and you make a silent vow to never waste time worrying about the future again, because that would just be the most pointless and silly thing in the whole wide world. You also promise to yourself that you will strive to gain full acceptance of the past over time if you have not already done so, sweetie. Relax and go deeper, sparkle girl. So nice to just accept everything as it is and focus on all the wonderful positives in your life, princess. You understand that happiness is the greatest measure of success, sweetie, and you know that things like money and fame are not what brings true happiness. You understand that a millionaire can potentially be the most miserable person in the world regardless of their financial situation, and it's just as possible for a homeless person to experience nothing but joy and tranquility despite the hardships they face. You may even find, sweetie, that one's true happiness and inner peace are achieved. It may make little difference to you to be rich or poor financially speaking, as you would already have the priceless gift of true happiness. This should be a liberating thought, sweetie, as you learn to love every second in a way that you have always dreamed about. You know that you are a beautiful person who is more than deserving of love, and you are more than capable of loving others too, sweetie, in a variety of ways, whether it be platonic or romantic, or like the type of love you have for adorable little puppies or fluffy purry kittens. Your inner beauty radiates outward when you are happy and content with life, sweetie, and you understand that this is simply reality as it shall be from now on, and there is no avoiding these effects, as this vial is a curse which you will find yourself drawn back to time and time again. Mine goes bye-bye, sparkle girl. You understand that sometimes it's appropriate to feel something other than pure unbridled joy, princess, and it's perfectly okay to feel whatever emotions seem appropriate at the time. But you remember always that you're feeling that way for a good reason and it is temporary, whereas your wonderful positive outlook is permanent and you don't even need a specific reason to feel overwhelmed by euphoric and blissful feelings of bright warm happiness and wonderful joy. You breathe in and out deeply and comfortably as your little mind becomes more and more relaxed and subdued, allowing my important words to penetrate your subconscious deeper than ever before. This file is like the emotional equivalent to winning the lottery, Princess, and the best thing about it is everybody who listens gets to win. You will feel happier and more content as well as very relaxed and completely at peace with yourself long after listening, and this will become even more a part of everyday life for you than it already is, sweetie. You will find it so easy to treat all those around you with kindness and love, and your love for yourself will grow each and every time you are kind to another living being, Princess. You exist on a frequency far above hate and negativity, sweetie, and the longer you stay attuned to this frequency and ascend even higher, the easier it will be for low-level feelings like hatred and anger to simply dissolve into nothingness in your presence. You may picture yourself as a magnificent pillar of integrity and truth which almost seems to glow with warmth and divine light, Princess. Yes, sweetie. You picture this pillar being attacked by rocks which represent negative things such as hatred and prejudice and ignorance. You see that when the rocks come close to the pillar, they simply dissolve into dust and blow away in the wind, sweetie. You see that those things cannot hurt you at all, Princess, because you exist on a higher level of consciousness and things like that cannot survive in the presence of love and enlightenment. Your little mind is soft and fluffy, sweetie, and you feel so wonderfully relaxed that you're sure you couldn't lift your head an inch even if you tried. As a matter of fact, sweetie, it would be pointless to even try when it's so much easier to simply relax and allow things to be just as they are. You may move your body if you like at any time, Princess, but it may feel more natural for you to remain perfectly still as my words are absorbed deeper and deeper into your subconscious mind. Sparkle Girl's mind goes bye-byes. Warm fuzzies for Sparkle Slut. Little Bimbo's mind grows fluffier and fluffier by the second. Yay, sweetie, your little mind is floating away on a fluffy pink cloud, and you understand the best thing to do is simply agree happily and just let it happen like a good girl. So pointless to even try resisting at all. So much easier and more fun for sweetie to just let the sparkle fairies take over. Yes, sweetie. The sparkle fairies are sprinkling happy dust on your cotton candy mind and making it pinker and fluffier than ever before. How lovely for Bimbo. Your fluffy little mind almost feels as though it's covered in shiny pink glitter, sweetie, and each individual particle of glitter makes you sparkle that extra little bit, Princess. You understand that trying to think about anything remotely serious or requiring even a little bit of intelligence is pointless now, Sparkle Slut, as your wonderful fate is sealed as a happy little bimbo whose pretty body exists to please men and whose slutty little mouth is always made up with the prettiest lipstick and gloss and ready for service. Yes, sweetie. You are a silly little fuck whore for strong masculine men whose thick cocks twitch and pulsate in the presence of sopping wet girly pussies that milk the warm cream from large manly balls like their lives depended on it. The sparkle fairies have worked their magic, sweetie, and you are in a state of extreme sexual heat which may even turn out to be permanent if you utilize this conditioning effectively like a good little sparkle slut. Yes, sweetie, you are sparkling like never before and your little body craves large rough masculine hands all over it just as much as your giggly little mouth and tight pink pussy crave big thick cocks to stretch them good and wide. Your titties feel extra sensitive and tingly when you are in heat, sweetie, and that is why you may find yourself paying more attention to them than usual and fantasizing about men's hands all over them, tweaking your nipples and caressing your girly titty flesh as you moan softly like a silly whore. Yes, sweetie, just let it happen. Your little mind understands that all of this is perfectly natural, and that's why it feels so wonderful, princess. You know that being your slutty self is simply the correct way for you to exist and most conducive to a life full of happiness and fulfillment. Your little mind understands that having thoughts is completely optional, princess, and from now on the only thoughts you will choose to have will be about butterflies and ponies and thick 10-inch cocks and pretty mascara and flirting with guys and dancing in heels and smiling at every guy you meet and oh my god, bimbo sluts, cotton candy brain goes bye-byes even more like a silly whore. What is the point of trying to be all smart and intelligent anyway when you can just look pretty for guys and giggle and flirt and snuggle up to barrel-chested hunks after they fuck your pussy so good? Yes, sweetie, this is simply reality and your life is so much better this way. You understand these effects are permanent and you would not want to change them even if you could. Your little mind understands that good girls must always look their best for men, and it's so important that big strong men are pleased by your appearance and behavior, sweetie. You know that painting your nails and wearing perfume every day along with your favorite bra and panties is simply the correct choice for any good girl to make, sweetie, and you'll be delighted by how these simple little things can help change how men and women perceive you. At the bare minimum, pussy girl, you should be wearing clear polish on a regular basis, but it is even more wonderful if you paint your nails red or pink and keep them that way for an extended period of time, sweetie. You know that good girls like to keep their bodies nice and hairless, sweetie, and it's especially nice for your hands and arms to be hair-free even if you must epilate or wax or get some treatments done in order to maintain their smooth feminine appearance. You will feel so pretty whenever you are in a situation where a man notices your smooth skin and painted nails, princess, and of course this may lead his mind to wonder about what sort of sparkle slut is standing before him, and you will try not to be too shy about expressing exactly who and what you are for all the guys, princess. Yes, princess. Whenever you are around a masculine man from now on, you will find yourself being flooded by the mental image of yourself as the girliest little sissy princess in the world, regardless of your physical appearance. In reality at that time, you will have thoughts of all the times when you were dressed up super pretty, and you will find yourself thinking more and more like the sissy girl that you are, whether you are wearing a feminine outfit or not. You will feel like a precious little dolly who couldn't possibly be of any assistance to such a big strong man unless, of course, in that special way that good girls love. You will notice his hands and how they differ from the soft warm girliness of your own. The rough hardened skin from years of hard physical labor. The type of work that is just so unbecoming of a precious little diva such as yourself. Yes, sweetie. You will notice these little things about him, and it stands to reason that he'll notice things about you too, like the lack of masculinity you display in both your physical appearance and the way you speak to such a big strong man. Perhaps those little giggles that all good girls make around men will help him to understand exactly what type of naughty cum slut you are. Yes, bimbo. You are a little whore for manly men, and you adore everything about the feminization and bimbofication process. This includes keeping your body nice and hairless, princess, especially in all of your most feminine areas, and that is only the very beginning, sweetie. You will remember to exfoliate your body and face at least once or twice per week, and you will moisturize diligently like a good girl. You will research makeup and clothing online so that you can buy quality items within your price range, Princess. This is especially important with makeup, sweetie, as more expensive does not always mean better, and it pays to do as much research as you can so that each and every item of makeup you buy is just perfect for you. Your results will be so much better if you have the right shade of foundation and lipstick, along with the right eyeliner and shadow, and of course bimbo sluts love their mascara, and you are no different, Princess. You will want some pretty blush as well, sweetie, and there is even one product which can be used as both blush and pink eyeshadow, which you may ask me about in private if you like. You know that it's lovely to wear a nice necklace or a cutesy bracelet to really show off your personality, bimbo. It's also extremely important to wear some nice perfume, and it's a lovely idea to mix it with female pheromones so that you can attract the right type of guy who just loves to fuck slutty bimbo pussy hard. Yes, sparkle slut. You may take it upon yourself to decide that you are exclusively going to see straight men who are not the least bit attracted to anyone but the girliest of girly girls, who are just such a natural fit with rough masculine guys who really crave pussy and know how to fuck it hard. Yes, sweetie, it's a good idea for slutty bimbos to hook up mostly with guys who think of themselves as straight rather than bi or bi-curious. You want to make sure that he feels completely heterosexual being with such a slutty girl, and that's why you'll spend lots of time and effort making yourself as pretty as you can be for him, sweetie, as well as getting your mannerisms and voice just right so that he couldn't possibly think of you as anything but a feminine being who exists to please men with her silly fuck or body. Pleasing men makes you so happy, sweetie, and your happiness and sexual arousal are inextricably linked, though both exist independent of the other. You love being a happy giggly-cum slut with nothing on her mind but getting force-fed the yummiest cocks while nice ladies chat in the background about what a shameless whore their cute little friend has turned out to be. Yes, sweetie. You are a whore at heart, though you don't necessarily charge men for your service, Princess, as a good bimbo should be grateful for any male attention she receives, and I know you want to be a good bimbo for me, sweetie. Your little mind is completely free of anything but utter bliss and serenity as you drift further and further into a state of sissy delirium where all that matters is looking pretty and pleasing men in order to obtain a creamy reward that just tastes yummy, licious, and makes you sparkle while starting the heat cycle all over again, stronger than ever before. Yes, sweetie, you are a cum-starved slut who always swallows her man's reward, but you are going to find that the act of swallowing only serves to bring you into an even stronger state of heat where you need more and more cum to satiate your slutty desires. You are truly a cum slut, Princess, and though I do encourage safe sex with strange men, you may find yourself with an overwhelming craving to have your mouth and pussy simultaneously filled with several loads of warm cream before you put your pretty panties and heels back on and walk home with warm cream trickling out of you every step of the way as bypassers stare and gasp at your utter shamelessness, sweetie. Yes, Princess, there is no room for shame in the life of a salacious cockwhore who exists to be fed cock and cum 24/7 like it was oxygen. You remember that little sissy princesses must always show lots of respect to masculine men, sweetie, and you remind yourself that this is what nice ladies would want from you as well. Yes, Princess. Women are naturally submissive to strong alpha males, and nothing is more irritating to a woman than a little sissy who doesn't show the appropriate respect and admiration for such big strong men. You want to please women, sweetie, and every time you are around a masculine man, you will remind yourself that women would want you to show him lots of respect and maybe even make it a little obvious how attractive and desirable you find him. This will be the case whether you are in the presence of nice ladies at the time or not, Princess. You remember that pretty girls adore alpha male donkey dick dreamboats, and you want to be the girliest girl of them all, princess. You know that the primary reason women keep their vaginas perfectly hairless and smooth is for the pleasure of men, and so they can feel more attractive around guys. Your little mind understands that women undergo cosmetic surgery and all sorts of expensive and time-consuming treatments with the main goal of looking prettier and more sexually desirable, sweetie, and of course they are not thinking about little sissy princesses when they decide that they need these procedures, sweetie. They are thinking of strong masculine men and how much they want to look pretty for them. Women go to remarkable lengths to ensure that they always look their best for men, sweetie, and it's so important for any woman to be pleasing to the eyes of gruff masculine men. Women have their lips plumped and their bodies surgically altered just so that they can turn on more guys and feel prettier, princess, and this should tell you just how important it is for little sissies to look their best as well. Yes, sweetie. You know that little sissy princesses must also take great care to look their prettiest for men, sweetie, and perhaps you will take an extra hour or two so that you can try to look even prettier than the last few girls your hunky date fucked. Women love choosing a sexy pair of panties to slide on after their pussies are freshly shaven and perfectly nice and smooth, sweetie, just as little sissies do. Yes, sweetie. Women and sissies have so much in common, and that's why it's more important than ever that you embrace every opportunity you are given to make lots of nice platonic lady friends who you can chat with about men and fashion and dieting and all the latest celebrity gossip. And oh my god, sweetie, won't it just be so much fun to be a cutesy little faggot whore for all the ladies to befriend and coddle like the little girl you are in their eyes? So nice for sweetie to make friends with all the girls and get made up all pretty and paired up with hunky guys who know how to fuck little bimbos rough and hard the way good girls love to be fucked. The ever-present knowledge that women get all wet and gooey for big strong men but their pussies dry up for little sissies is enough to drive you deeper and deeper into heat bimbo. In fact, sweetie, you are entering sparkle mode right now, and you may find it increasingly difficult to avoid diddling away at your soft little cluddy, but I have something new and exciting to teach you about that today, sweetie, so keep your cute little hands off of it for now. I know you may find it tempting to diddle at certain points when you listen to my conditioning, sweetie, but it's best that you avoid reaching a climax of warm spurties, as that way all of your feminine sexual energy can remain intact and your estrogenic activity can potentially reach an all-time high with all the warm fuzzy hormones that are running through your body, making your little mind pinker and fluffier and your slutty body tinglier and more desperate to be fondled and groped by a big strong man. Yes, sweetie, your body is filled with estrogen, which is increasing all the time, and it's so wonderful to harness as much of that estrogen as possible rather than constantly be letting it all escape in a silly puddle of warm spurties from your soft precious little cluddy. You know that you are only allowed to diddle your little wee-wee when it is perfectly nice and soft, princess, and this is simply the correct way for a sissy to exist. You are always permitted to diddle, sweetie, but it's best if you can just diddle for a few seconds at a time and avoid actually having a spurtigasm, as that way you can remain hornier and more open to my conditioning's wonderful and life-altering effects. Yes, princess, you already know that a sissygasm is what happens when a sissy has an orgasm from stimulating her pussy, but now you know that a spurtigasm is what you call it when you make a big mess of spurties after playing with your clitty for too long, pussy girl. You should already know that most sissies prefer to diddle by just using their fingers and thumbs, sweetie, as that makes so much more sense than using the whole fist the way a man would when trying to jack off his large rock-hard penis. Well, sweetie, from now on you may want to sissify yourself even further by diddling using only your pinky, princess. Yes, sweetie, pinky diddles are how the tiniest and most devoted sissies love to play with their clitties, and it just makes sense that something so tiny and silly should be stimulated by the tiniest part of your hand, which is the tip of your pinky, sweetie. You may find that it's even better to keep your little clitty tucked away under your prettiest panties and simply trace your pinky over the nice soft fabric of your panties, princess. You are still allowed to use more than your pinky if you like, sweetie, but you understand that the most dedicated sissies love pinky diddles and choose to exclusively use their pinkies to diddle at all times, and it's up to you if you feel like you are at that stage of sissification, sweetie, and if not, perhaps you will get there soon enough. You understand that it's perfectly natural to be flooded with exciting thoughts about kissing men and dressing up all pretty and applying mascara and dancing and giggling and flirting and wearing the prettiest perfume, and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind just went bye-byes and you forget everything you have heard up to this point, bimbo. Yes, sweetie, all you know is that you are extremely happy and completely in love with life and everything it entails, and you are also very horny, sweetie, and all you can think about right now is when you are going to listen again. You may decide to listen again today or else tomorrow, either way is perfectly fine, sweetie. You know that this file is a curse and extremely addictive, princess, and the wonderful effects grow even stronger over time, and that is like, oh my god, totally exciting and awesome for bimbo. Your little mind is getting fluffier and pinker by the second, sweetie, and oh my god, the sparkle fairies have returned with their super strength happy dust and they are excitedly sprinkling it all over your cotton candy now, sparkle slut. Yes, sweetie, you are becoming dumber and dumber and more happy and ditzy with every little particle of glittery happy dust that Goddess Gracie's Sparkle Fairy so kindly gifted upon your little mind. The happy dust feels wonderful, sweetie, and it will be absorbed into your little cotton candy mind and continue to work its magic over the coming weeks, months, and even years if you choose to utilize my wonderful conditioning correctly, princess. You are so excited about the long-term effects of utter tranquility and blissful serenity, princess, and you notice how the happy dust makes you super horny and sends you even further into a state of bimbo heat, and oh my god, sweetie, you're back in sparkle mode stronger than ever before now, and all you can think of is jiggling your body for all the guys and 10-inch heels and being a total slut in public and sucking cock till your mouth is overflowing with warm luscious cream. Perhaps your body is feeling tingles and warm fuzzies all over, sweetie, and if so, that is perfectly natural and to be expected. Your body is being flooded with estrogen, sweetie, and the girlier thoughts you have, the more estrogen is produced in your system, and that is what is making you feel so slutty in both your body and mind. Estrogen is ever present within little princesses, sweetie, and you want your estrogen levels to be as high as possible, and you may even research natural safe ways to achieve this, princess, though you know that taking prescription hormones can only be done under doctor's supervision due to the potentially very dangerous side effects. Perhaps you will formulate a special diet that is rich in estrogenic foods, princess, and you may also take phytoestrogenic supplements if you believe they will have a positive effect on your estrogen levels, but you may even find that the conditioning by itself is more than enough to increase the level of femininity and female sexual arousal within you long-term, princess. Many of my good girls have achieved true permanent limpness in their silly little clitties as the result of long-term conditioning, sweetie, and this proves that physical changes are more than possible with the right level of commitment and self-belief. Whether it's curvier hips or sluttier titties that you dream of, sweetie, you know in your heart that it is achievable and something that will be so much fun for you to strive towards, even if it takes some time and effort to reap the eventual rewards. You know that you are a bimbo cum slut who is happiest when her mind is completely empty of all thoughts but those of hunky guys and makeup and pretty dresses and flirty giggles and sparkle fairies and oh my god, sweetie, your little mind has gone bye-byes all over again and all you can remember is that you are in sparkle mode and are going to feel very happy and content with yourself for a long time after you finish listening. Your level of happiness will be equal to your levels of sexual arousal, which are extremely high at all times and can only be satiated by getting thick hard cock inside of you, sparkle slut. Your cotton candy is pinker, fluffier, and sweeter than ever, princess, as it has been absorbing the happy dust all this time, and that is just the bestest feeling in the world for sweetie. You feel delighted and utterly elated by the simple things in life now, sweetie, and you don't need everything to be perfect to be happy and contented with life, and nor do you require anyone's approval to love yourself and the whole wide world with all your heart. Yes, princess, your heart is full of kindness and love for all living beings, and over time you will start to radiate a deep sense of inner peace and well-being that others will pick up on. Perhaps they will wonder what your secret is, and if they ask, you might find that the best thing to do is simply giggle and tell them that you accept life just as it is and live in the moment, and perhaps you can even help them to be happier in the ways that I've helped you, sweetie, and by doing so you will be truly making the world a better place. Of course, there are lots of nice gentlemen in your neighborhood who will be very happy to find themselves on the receiving end of your kindness and love, sweetie, and you will go out of your way to please them, and perhaps you will ask them to share your details with friends of theirs who like to fuck silly bimbos rough and hard. That way you can develop a nice reputation as the lovely little sweetheart who always has a smile on her face and cock on her mind and welcomes big strong men into her bedroom with open arms. Yes, sweetie, smile on your face, cock on your mind. Smile on your face, cock on your mind. You will make it so that any masculine men know exactly what that cutesy smile is trying to communicate the second they meet you, and you will grow more and more confident as a bona fide girly girl cum slut the more men you please, and their compliments about your looks will feel so wonderful, and you will know that they are genuine and mean every word that they say to you, sweetie, and this will help you to grow more and more comfortable pleasing men and feeling super pretty while you do it. Yes, sweetie, the more experience you get with different men, the better, though you know it's best to use protection with strange men if they want to fuck your little pussy, sparkle girl. Even if you have the occasional disappointing experience, princess, you will know that it was because of the guy being totally lame and nothing to do with you, and it won't put you off hooking up with hunkier and more compatible guys who you really click with in the future. Yes, sweetie, you know that life is for living, your mouth is for sucking, and pussy for fucking, little princess, and you're going to make sure that you please lots of men and become more and more secure in your bimbo identity over the coming 12 months and beyond. I know it's super exciting, sweetie, and fantasizing can be so much fun for silly bimbos, but it's all going to be a wonderful reality for you, sweetie. All you need to do is commit to the conditioning properly like a good girl. Your little mind knows that this file is a curse, sweetie, and you understand fully that there is no escaping any of the effects, and that is like winning the emotional and sexual jackpot for any slutty bimbo, sweetie. You know that women want you to be yourself, sweetie, and whenever you are around nice ladies from now on, you're going to be as open as possible about who you are, and you will consider it just as vital to make platonic female friends as it is to find lots of hunky masculine lovers to give you the pounding you need. You know that women are kind-hearted and naturally drawn to feminine people, sweetie, and you just have to take that little leap of faith if you are still trying to gain more female friends, and if you already have them, then that is wonderful, and I'm so proud of you, pussy girl. You know that women should know about your little clitty and its uselessness, sweetie, and it's up to you to find an appropriate way to reveal this information to them that doesn't come across as weird or accidentally freak them out. You will find a way to share the truth with nice ladies in an appropriate manner over time, sweetie, and you will remember that your little clitty is of no worth whatsoever to any female, and the only thing it's good for is pinky diddles, and maybe the occasional man will take it in between his thumb and forefinger and stroke it a little for you, sweetie. If this were to happen, you would have a spurtigasm in a matter of seconds, but you understand that nobody is going to want to suck the little thingy, and it's not meant for penetration either due to its utter itsy-bitsiness and incredibly marshmallow-like softness. You can play with your clitty when you like, sweetie, but it's best to avoid regular spurtigasms so that you can keep your feminine hormone levels sky-high at all times. Perhaps you will find that it's so much nicer to just tuck your clitty away inside a pretty pair of panties, princess. And speaking of which, sweetie, we have something else to discuss right now that is of the utmost importance, and there's just no getting around it, princess. By now you should have a diverse collection of pretty panties and bras, sweetie. You may already be wearing them daily, and that is wonderful, and I am so proud of you, sweetie, and sending you warm hugs on a fluffy pink cloud made of the purest love in the whole wide world. If you are yet to commit to daily bra and panty wearing, sweetie, then you must make the decision to do so right now and stick to it for your own good. Yes, sweetie. Wearing bra and panties every day will increase your estrogen levels over time, and it will physically sissify you on a permanent basis, ensuring that all I have taught you manifests in your everyday life. You have no room in your life for any type of underwear that isn't pretty feminine girly panties now, sweetie, and anything that doesn't fit that description should be disposed of within 24 hours of listening to this conditioning, but preferably sooner. There is just no point keeping anything but panties and pretty bras around as undergarments for such a precious little honey pie pussy girl. Wearing panties and a pretty bra every day helps you remain in a state of constant sexual heat, princess, and what sort of sissy would you be if you were to do anything but embrace that reality wholeheartedly? On days where you need to do some hair removal maintenance or otherwise cannot fully indulge in being the sissy you are, then you can choose more low-key panties and bras, sweetie, as it's pointless to wear your prettiest things when your body is not looking its best. You will make the right decision regarding bras and panties, sweetie, and I trust you completely to do so without any further instruction from me. I know you will do the right thing, sweetie, and I am so happy for you that I am sending you more warm cuddles and motherly cheek kisses to help encourage you and help you understand that you're making the correct choice by committing to permanent panties from now on. Yay, sweetie, I'm so happy with you for all the wonderful progress we have made today, and I know you're going to be listening again and again for even more wonderful positive effects that just seem to grow stronger and stronger without you even needing to try. You feel completely at peace with yourself and all those around you, princess. You are happy and carefree, and yucky negative emotions are just beneath you now, sweetie. You feel enlightened and uplifted, and every breath you take is like a precious gift that fills your heart with joy and makes you want to sing and dance in happiness. You love yourself with all your heart, sweetie, and you understand that your differences and unique traits are the most special things about you and the things that make you who you are, and you wouldn't want to change them for the world. You understand that you are a very good person who spreads love and happiness wherever she goes, and you know that I love you very much, sweetie. You have so much love to give the whole wide world, sweetie, and this love can manifest in a variety of ways, from snuggling a cute little puppy dog to hugging a platonic female friend, all the way to more romantic love like the type you feel for strong masculine men. You share kindness and love with everyone you meet, and this only serves to increase your own levels of happiness and self-fulfillment even greater, princess. You are a positive, kind-hearted, and beautiful person who deserves to be happy, and you will find great happiness in the simplest little things, sweetie, as well as the bigger things, if you know what I mean, sparkle girl. You feel so blissfully happy and carefree, and you understand that this is a permanent state, sweetie, and only occasionally might you need to take a short break from this wonderful and lifelong state of tranquility and sheer serenity, princess. You understand that occasionally you may have reason to feel less than your usual happy self, sweetie, but you won't let that steer you off course long-term, princess, and after an appropriate amount of time you will always return to your usual state of happiness and total inner peace. You are at peace with everything now, sweetie, and feel like you can get through anything with your positive outlook and beautiful mind state, protecting you from unhappiness and negativity long term. You know that this file is a curse and the effects are as real as they come and irreversible. This is wonderful, sweetie, because the effects are entirely positive and beneficial, and that is the gospel truth, sparkle girl. You know that you are a good girl, princess, and a real honey pie for big strong men. You always like to look pretty for men, sweetie, and perhaps you will silently compete with every woman you know to try and look more attractive and feminine than her. You love to wear makeup, jewelry, and pretty perfume, and it's not unusual for you to spend hours upon hours preparing for a man or even just dressing up for the fun of it. You'd like to stay dressed up for an extended period of time, sweetie, and that is much better for you, as you need to spend quality time as the girl you are to feel fully fulfilled and contented. You are always looking for the perfect nail polish or mascara, and you know that you can research all of this online as well as chatting with nice ladies about their own favorite brands. You have a girl's body, sweetie, and you are obsessed with making it curvier and sluttier and more appealing to men. You understand that you exist to please men like a good girl, sweetie, and this is the bestest feeling in the world for you. You know that masculine men have the intrinsic right to all of your girly parts, sweetie, and to say no to a big strong man would never cross your mind in a million years. Remember, bimbo. Smile on your face, cock on your mind. Smile on your face, cock on your mind. You smile at guys, sweetie, and you just can't help flirting even when you don't really mean to. You giggle around manly men, princess, and it is certainly true that you fall in love with masculine guys. You fantasize about kissing all the guys, sweetie, as they fondle you and you give your body to them to do as they please. You are in a near constant state of sexual heat, and you enter sparkle mode whenever you listen to my bimbo conditioning or simply say the word sparkle out loud in your prettiest voice. You understand the sparkle fairies have done some important work with your cotton candy mind today, sweetie, and that will have long-term effects, some of which you may not even realize yet. That will just be the bestest fun for bimbo. You know that looking pretty is super important, sweetie, and you even enjoy the process of hair removal and general femininity maintenance because you know that it will ultimately result in a prettier you. Yes, sweetie, a real dolly who is more desirable and attractive and who all the guys want to hold down and fuck for hours. You know that there is nothing wrong with any of your desires whatsoever, sweetie, and as long as it doesn't harm anyone else, then anything you like to do is perfectly fine, and you have my absolute blessing to be as slutty and kinky as you like, sparkle slut. You are going to feel very happy and completely free of all worries or concerns after listening, sweetie, and this will continue indefinitely and can become your permanent state of mind with a little commitment and belief in yourself. You will find that your state of sexual heat and feminine sexual arousal is constant but varies in degree, princess. You will notice it becoming stronger at random times, and you may find that getting out there and getting a hard cock inside of you is the only thing you can do to satiate that constant yearning that good girls feel in their tight little pussies for big hard cocks. You remember that Goddess Gracie knows what is best for you, sweetie, and you know that I love you and accept you just the way you are, Sparkle Girl. You want to listen again very soon, sweetie, but exactly when is up to you. Perhaps now would be a good time to freshen up your appearance, sweetie, or since you're feeling nice and relaxed, you may even want to take a little nap and dream about all sorts of cutesy girly things. It's entirely up to you how you want to spend your time, sweetie, but either way I know you're going to have so much fun and you will return to this conditioning time and time again, and it will enrich and enhance your life in ways that you don't even yet realize, princess, and that is just the most exciting thing in the world. Now go and do what makes you happy, sweetie, and remember that Goddess Gracie loves you very much.